So here's where we're at. Your prospect has already listened to the introduction CD. They've listened to 14 hours of Your Wish Is Your Command. They then have watched a DVD at your home or a PowerPoint or a one-on-one or a two-on-one with your upline, where the Global Information Network has been comprehensively explained to them. They may not need anything else, so don't assume that they will and create more work for yourself. Let's say that at the conclusion of sharing the program, you ask the question, do you have any questions or is everything pretty clear? And they say, no, it all makes sense to me. Then you're going to say something like this. Okay, Joe, well, the next step is to get you started. Which option would you like to take? The payment plan over 15 months or the one-time $1,000 initiation fee? Ask that question. See, at some point, they're ready to join. What you have to do is to evaluate precisely when there is. One of the keys, don't keep talking. Listen. Wait for them to say a positive statement. And as soon as they say that, you got to pick up on it and say, okay, well, the next stage is to get you started. Which option would you like to take? The payment plan over 15 months or the one-time 1,000? They may say the 1,000. If they say the payment plan, it's exactly the same. You'd say, great, let's go in the office and get you signed up. Just keep it simple. Great, let's go in the office and get you signed up. Let's do another scenario where you said, okay, Joe, well, the next step is to get you started. And which option would you like to take? The payment plan over 15 months or the $1,000 option? Well, they may say at that point, well, before we do that, I have one question. And you would say, oh, great. What was that? Then they'd ask the question. You clarify the question if necessary and then answer it. But one of the best ways, everyone, and I want you to clearly understand this, one of the best ways to get their final question or their final objection is to suggest that they're ready to join. Propose it. There's nothing wrong with that. Remember, Kevin Trudeau and the Global Information Network, the system, if you will, has already proposed that they join on the DVD, on the PowerPoint, on the membership overview call. We're encouraging people to join. So it kind of goes against the grain when you don't follow up on that. It's the natural flow. It's what they're expecting. And if they have a question before they join, they'll ask it. If they have an objection before they join, they'll ask it. So one of the things you have to do is you have to be ready to suggest that they sign up once they give you the indicator that they're ready. Let's say that the prospect said something like, I need to think about it. Well, at that point, you may say, great, Joe, no problem. Let me give you this package that has some further information in there. And that will help you with your decision. And of course, that package is your next move. Here's the point of all this. Listen to your prospect. Pay attention to them. And they will tell you exactly where they're at and what they need to make a decision. They will tell you. You don't have to do the work. As long as you ask the right questions and you listen to them. And this applies to both local and long-distance sponsoring. Listen, listen, listen. I'm now going to give you some non-offensive key phrases that you can use once you think that your prospect's ready to sign up. This will also bring out, again, any last-minute questions or objections or hang-ups that they have. Don't be scared to do this. Don't go past the close. And here's what I mean by that. When we use the terminology, the close, we're not talking about sales techniques. We're talking about the actual point, the final point, where the prospect is ready to sign up. Don't go past that. And here's what you could say. Hey, Joe, sounds like you're pretty excited about gin. Do you think you're ready to get started? Hey, Joe, sounds like you're pretty excited about gin. Do you think that you're ready to get started? Here's another one. Hey, Joe, based on what you've told me, it really sounds like gin would be a good fit for you. Do you want to go ahead and sign up? I have my computer with me and it only takes a couple of minutes. I'll say that one again.